All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this evening. It is 7:01 on Wednesday, October the 9th, 2024. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. On October 8th, 2024, a copy of this agenda was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you please all join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge
We haven't had a nice big crowd in a while. Uh-oh. It's all right. Madam Clerk, might you call the roll?
Councilman Glaser?
Here.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Here.
Councilman Sutlett?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here.
Mayor.
Here. We'll begin with comments from the public. Are there any members of the public who might wish to come forward and comment on any of the items that are on our agenda this evening? Seeing no movement from the general public, we'll close the public comment session and we'll proceed to a bronze award presentation from Girl Scout Troop number 82405. Oh, there you go.
Very nice.
Uh-oh. For the folks listening to the audio, the mic went down.
Inches wide. The hole that the birds
And it has to be big enough for the caterpillars to get in, but also small enough so predators can't get in. The pole the caterpillar box is on must be between 10 and 30 feet high, with scrubs in it, so the squirrels can't climb up and disturb the nest. So the nest is comfy for the caterpillars. It has shavings that we actually made from the wood. Thank you for listening to our presentation about how we're going to save the caterpillars. Are there any questions?
Do you have any questions?
No, I have one.
Do you want them to test the map around?
So is a kestrel big? That's why the hole is so big?
It's about medium size.
I think somebody had a statistic on how big.
The length of the kestrel is 8 to 11 inches.
That's big.
Yeah.
For a bird.
And they're gorgeous. They're blue and rust. And
Emma did a really pretty drawing. Yeah, Emma, do you want to show them your drawing up close?
She showed.
It's beautiful.
Pretty.
And you've seen a number
see
of them, right?
Actually, like 3 years ago, I saw three of them, and then I saw nothing. And just was it that trick that maybe like three weeks after we met, I was burning around there, and lo and behold, there was one really close to where this is going to go, right on the power lines. That's where they like to go. So we had walked around, and they found the spots.
Who's going to put the posts in? Us?
You got them, right?
Yeah. We're
going to
be putting them in a couple of weeks.
I'm going to be doing
a park girl
scout.
It's a wonderful project.
Do you plan on coming back to look at the...
Yeah.
Have you all hiked it?
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit. You've been out there.
We took a look when we were... Before we began our presentation and stuff, we came over to where the area we're going to do it, and we hiked around the area to see the perfect part for where we're going to put the stuff.
Very nice.
And what did Brownie do?
He helped out.
Good.
How long did it take you to make the boxes?
Like half an hour.
All right. So if we need more, you can make them pretty quick.
Look what I started.
Half an hour around. Yeah. And we're going to put, four
kestrel
boxes now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We are.
Four
kestrel.
Great.
I love it.
I do, too. Really well done.
Great. You can spell the name without looking at the sheet.
For what?
The name
for kestrel.
Ivan.
Go ahead.
K-E-S-T-R-E-L.
He doesn't know.
I just want you to ask the question. Pick it up when I get home.
That's correct. Shall we take a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It should be.
Yeah. That's
great.
Well, Trisha, get in there.
No.
Don't you have an interest in this?
That's their show, and it's a cheerleader. I'm just a monkey. No. Which way are they taking? Which way do you want to? Or,
yeah, you're right.
We need you guys to run across this long line.
Maybe a couple of them. Maybe you and Amy.
I'll be happy to have
you. Maybe Brian and Jack with the girls.
Oh,
sure.
Thank you.
Is that better?
You're going to say
Kestrel?
Which one are we looking at?
That's wonderful.
Look at me first. Ready? One, two, three, Kestrel.
Kestrel.
Okay. All right, my turn.
Kestrel.
Awesome.
Good. Well, good luck, girl.
Great project, ladies. Really well done. Wonderful. That's what it was.
Better than the
7 years.
Well, they were great. But.
And we're all looking forward
to
giving
an
out.
We did not get a report or picture.
What?
That was so good.
Hope they make the right choices, that's all.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Just leave it at that.
All right, thank you much. We're now going to adjourn as the mayor and council and convene as the Board of Health. We have one resolution on the docket for the Board of Health. This is a, I don't know to what extent we really discussed it in great detail here at council. I don't think we have,
so I'm happy to.
Yeah, I'll do the highlight and then I'll hand it off. I've often recoiled at the cost of a soil witnessing fee for septic inspections. And other towns, soil witnessing fees can be considerably less than ours, by more than half. And it was brought to my attention by our engineer that the inspections are really, the word I'm looking for, I think, is redundant, because the system is designed by an engineer, it's certified by an engineer, and really all the witness does is ensure that the hole's been dug the right way. So the engineer recommended that we cease performing such inspections, which I thought was a pretty good idea. We got confirmation on some of that process and the legalities of it, and we've come forward now with this just to tidy it up, I think, so that there's some clarity between our actions and what the county's anticipating.
Yeah, and so it covers a little more than just the soil witnessing. And as the mayor explained, that was the impetus for this. When you dig into the regulations, first off, the requirement to even witness these tests is waivable by what's called the authorized agent or the administrative authority, whatever it is, which is the Board of Health, but the board or whoever the Board of Health wants to delegate it to. And that covers all of the regulations with septic systems. And right now, the County Board of Health already does, you know, it issues the permits, it reviews the applications, it does pretty much everything. It only comes in front of you if there are waivers needed. Right. But I couldn't really find anything of record. I think there may or may not have been a resolution done for that. We couldn't find it. So I figured better to just do this broader resolution that officially designates County Health Department as your authorized agent for purposes of these septic systems, which would include the ability then to waive the soil witnessing. Mm. But then it's up to them. It's no longer us telling them to waive it. It's just putting it in their hands.
And they're willing to accept this. They're doing it de facto already.
They're doing it already, and I think I believe from, you know, emails with Lindsay, I think they just need something from us.
I just want to make sure it's not to confirm.
Right, and I think it's also good for us to have official on record.
Makes all legitimate.
So I will read the resolution by title. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton in its capacity as the Board of Health, confirming the Hunterdon County Department of Public Safety, Division of Public Health Services, as its authorized agent in connection with individual subsurface sewage disposal systems pursuant to NJAC 7:9A-1.1 et sequitur. Questions after that lengthy? Nope. Good. May I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
There we go. Roll call.
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sittler?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss?
Yes. Mayor Millett? Yes. We will now adjourn as the Board of Health, reconvene as mayor and council, and we will skip the approval of minutes. I have to still review the September 11th minutes, which were promptly provided to me, probably it was either September 12th or the 13th. It was pretty quick right after, so I just have to give a look over. It's been busy. And I believe the other two are just undergoing some final proofreading. Those were also done. So I just want everybody to recognize that they're in the queue.
Don't some minutes usually go on the consent agenda?
Yeah, but I just, they're not there because we're not doing it. So they will be all of them tabled for now. Consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Are there any items that anyone would like to have removed?
Yeah, 2024-208, the best practices.
Anybody else?
Do we need to recuse or seven? Do we have to vote something?
It's such a, we discussed it at the agenda meeting. It is such a minor thing. I mean, you're just recognizing an application to form this association. So I, my suggestion on these, because they come in front of you so frequently, is to have Councilman Strauss, he can vote on the consent agenda as a block, but reflect in the record that he's recused from that last item and he's not voting on the last item.
Anybody in the audience want to have anything removed from the consent agenda? Seeing no movement, may I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
The amended consent agenda. May I have a second?
Second with the number seven resolution.
Yep. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kafanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sutler?
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to back it up a second. I will second. If you're going to second except for, I don't think that's going to work. So I'll do the second.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll redo the roll. So begin again, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Sutler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Except for seven. And yes for me. Now we're good. All right. Before we move on, let's just dispatch number resolution 2024-208 so I don't forget it. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton approving the completed calendar year 2024 best practices spreadsheet.
I just wonder, do we have enough points to call to satisfy the DCA for the ETR and the CMPTRA? Because there's no points on them.
Oh, no. We got 42.5 points. And you need 34 or more for full funding.
Blew past it.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
If we have it on tonight as opposed to the next one because of the due date spreadsheet of the survey to the state.
Right. Yep. That was it. So we did satisfy. Thank you.
May I have a motion?
Then I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachowski?
Yes.
Councilman Silver?
Yes.
Council President Schess?
Yes.
Mayor Lai?
Yes. We'll move now to reports from the mayor and council members. Councilman Glaser.
Yes. Can you just pull it up? Planning Board, a meeting on the 16th did occur. The site plan for the Hunter County Arboretum was approved. That's the project providing additional office space for the staff, public meeting rooms, and gallery areas. I'd say it was a basic gut renovation of the existing building, but the site plan review related to the extension of the building. And so we went through that, talked about the parking, the lighting, all the normal stuff. Probably the only thing of interest is there'll be, we're allowing for overload parking across the way in Echo Hill because we think it's going to be somewhat rare, and there's the underpass connecting and all of that. We did a meeting on Monday night, October 7th. Two matters came. The first one is the amended preliminary and final site plan for the Hanna Center, famously in the corner of Petty Goat and Route 22. That was also approved. The applicant was proposing, the main change we're proposing was removing a memorial garden, which was not required by statute or anything, so removing it was sort of his choice. We allowed it, changed the sidewalk, changed the door, I think maybe. That was non-controversial. There was some robust discussion about the additional 20 trees they've removed as part of the amendment, and the outcome of that after bong back and forth was that the applicant will add an additional 77 replacement trees on the parcel. They could not satisfy the required replacement requirement. So in lieu of that, they're contributing $10,000 to the Township Tree Removal Fund, which we recently established earlier this year. So we think that's a fair and equitable outcome for all involved. And they've got maybe about a year or 18 months to pull the permits, get it done, and opened up, God willing. The second approval was for Crown Vet. Again, it was a relatively straightforward application, just changing some of the engineering assumptions, where they're putting HVAC and some other stuff. So no variances, no exceptions. It was pretty straightforward and allows her to proceed with the expansion of the building if she wanted. The next meeting will be on November 4th. There's no second planning board this month. We've given the date to the Board of Adjustment because they've got a pretty heavy agenda. Sewage Authority, they had their regular monthly meeting last Thursday, the 1st. All routine matters. The only night of a note to council was they introduced their 2025 budget. And if adopted, will result in a $5 per quarter increase in collection fees driven by their increased costs. Their next meeting will be Thursday, November 7th at 8:30 by Zoom Authority's office and will include their budget hearing. The Finance Committee Councilman Kochanowski and I met with the administrator and CFO the other morning for a good meeting, talked about through the third quarter, and that's all I've got.
Very good. Councilman Kochanowski?
Like Bill said about the finance meeting, we had a good meeting. It's a new thing we're doing quarterly as opposed to once a year. I agree. I think Bill and I both feel
we
very
used to
good.
Do that way back.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was super Bill helpful. And I both feel very Thank comfortable about that. It's hard for me to keep the meeting to an hour because Bill was in the meeting.
Which one?
True.
Which one?
This Bill.
Oh,
you know, my thing is we're paying people to be at that meeting. Bill and I don't get paid, so I want to be an hour. But anyway, we know where I'm coming from. The other thing I had to report on is
right
the Hunter and Games got canceled this year.
Yeah.
Flat out canceled. We had the best team assembled ever.
And would have won.
Because of the gap. We were supposed to have it and now. And my recruiting was great and everything. We were going to win everything. So probably why they canceled.
You intimidated them into submission.
That's probably why they canceled it. So they're going to totally cancel it, not reschedule it. The original cancellation was because of a North Hunter High School situation that happened. But we're still on the hook for T-shirts, like $500. That will be up. Those will be used next year. So I have that invoice that I will give to you.
I think we did the PO for it.
Did you already? If not, don't pay it.
We spoke about it.
We're paying another township, so don't pay it for at least 10 months.
It's going to Bethlehem, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And so we'll participate next year. My hope is to pass the baton to soon to be elected councilman.
I think that would be great.
Yes. I will be his advisor, and that's all I have to report. Thank you.
Very good. Councilwoman Spitley.
Environmental Commission and Green Team, we had our Highland Fair, and it was rain and coldy, but we did it anyway. Thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm. It was a little chilly.
It was, yeah, if you're standing here for 5 hours, it's really bad.
And yeah.
It was, but, I mean, the only thing that didn't show up was, like, the ATVs, but all the majority of the EVs showed up, and, you know, all the vendors pretty much, came, so it was good. It was good.
They probably would have had a heart attack if the ATVs came rolling.
Probably, since everything was wet. But it was a good time, and we got a lot of talking with other vendors, different ideas on things we could work on, so it was a good event. And Mario, God bless him, he just really did an excellent job on that. Open space, and I told you that the October meeting was canceled because we didn't have enough people.
For EC?
EC. Mm. Green Team, we're like every 3 weeks we meet, and we're going to be starting to focus on being certified again, and that's a lot of work, especially if he wants to go silver. Open space met September 26th. We went over some DPW items. Dakota was able to come. He had great suggestions on a lot of things. The braised lawn furniture he's going to take care of. Wendy Acres sign. That was Mike McHugh actually painted it and Les worked on it, so they're going to put it at Wendy Acres. Discussing the tree planting at Prospect West that we're going to do next year. So it was good. We made sure that all our dialogue with Dakota was in the beginning so he could leave and be with his family.
There we go.
So we were happy to
And
see.
He did it virtually, I would assume.
Yes, he was virtual, yes. There were 6 deer harvested so far, so it hasn't been quite a month yet.
Is that up from what Mike told us on Monday?
I think he said 4.
I think he said 4.
Oh, Monday. I texted Tom before.
So they might have got an extra more. 2 this
yeah.
week, and that's good.
6 dough. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Since it hasn't been a full month yet.
Yeah.
Let's see. We talk about the land acquisition stuff all the time. Starting in 2025, I think we're going to actually, Sylvia has suggested, and we agree completely, to have meetings every other month. Because once a quarter, just things like
too
fall.
Far.
It just wasn't working. So we're going to do that and probably do some more in person as well. And I asked both committees, the open space and EC, to please think of some ideas to use the Wendy Acres grant to do some projects, educational projects next year. I want to get some stuff done next year.
Yeah.
So I just basically said all of them, yep. Get your ideas together, let's work on something.
Kestrels.
Well, we don't need the Kestrels.
Education about Kestrels. The girls could do
they're,
it.
They're actually doing an educational sign.
I love it.
I know, it's great. It was such a pleasure to meet them. So.
It's girls and boys.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Sorry. But that's all I have.
Very good. Council President Strauss.
Thank you, Mayor. Clinton Township Board of Ed. School will be closed this Monday, October 14th, mm-hmm. for Professional Development Day. That is also the same night as the, or same day rather, as the Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. The superintendent and the board president have asked for a meeting with us regarding pilot funding. So I told them I'll send an email out and we'll get some information.
Oh, that, yeah, that has to be with you and I.
Historical Preservation Commission, next meeting is Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. And the last time I was at the municipal building, the administrator showed me the records and whatnot that were dropped off from the general store and also communications with Lindsay. So those boxes need to be sorted and boxed up for future storage.
All done.
You did it?
All you have to do is check it and
all right,
what you want to keep.
Was that including that old bottle of whiskey or whatever?
Jeff, let's go.
Saving that for the Christmas party.
We're going to poison the town.
Public safety, police. I have spoken with Chief DeRosa. He did send his monthly reports. I know he had an equipment request out there that needs further discussion. There was a dumping complaint on Cedar Grove Road that was followed up by Patrolman Prano. And before moving on, I want to take this opportunity to commend Patrolman Malanga for the rescue he had over the weekend up in Beaverbrook. Did get a chance to view the footage, and he said in the email it would have been a completely different outcome given the unique circumstances to what was going on there. So
he went into a burning building.
Yeah.
It looks like he and Chief Hedden looked like he entered first for
right.
Town of Clinton, and in the process they discovered an elderly lady in a closed door room where the fire was,
right.
Room full of smoke, and
yeah, I can't believe
Officer Malanga just went in and pulled her out,
well,
carried her out.
What caused the fire? Does anybody know?
Under investigation.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
kudos for that. Further down the road, we'll
do something.
I know the County Chiefs Association is going to honor him in November for his actions, so whatever this body wants to do with maybe a proclamation at an upcoming meeting or whatever,
yeah.
We can discuss it.
Yeah. Agreed.
For the fire department, I had communications with Chief Long. We did receive his reports already. I saw some new work orders coming through from Public Works. The pumper tender remains out of service, and the HVAC cleaning was done, but I guess they forgot to do his office or something while they were there.
Chief's office,
yeah.
Oh, it was locked?
It's overlooked a lot. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that was the only one knocked down, but the entire building is gone. Other than that, this building was done the week before this facility.
And they had a question about some equipment donation the county's doing for those first responder agencies down in North Carolina and the contiguous states to assist with all the equipment they've lost. So,
did we get a note on that?
No, he just wants to know how to proceed because we can talk off.
Yeah, we'll talk. As long as it's not something that I missed.
No. EMS reports received from South Branch. I did speak with Chief Setnicki. We still have a capital issue.
Oh, yeah. When did we want to meet on that?
Yeah, we're going to meet on that on Thursday, October 17th at 4 p.m. We just haven't decided on a location yet. Follow up with that email too with the other items. No report from OEM, no report from CERT. Did receive the report from fire prevention, and that's all I had. I apologize for the length, but I was not here at the last meeting. So, yeah, okay. Thank you.
Very good. For me, REC committee, I was unable to attend the last meeting. However, trunk or treat is planned for October 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. at Bunt Park. Usually, now that we've moved it to Bunt, I think it's actually gone pretty well, to be honest. So looking forward to seeing everybody there. They did have a pickleball tournament this past weekend. I did not get to attend, but it seemed to have gone well. It was on Saturday. They raised $2,500 for breast cancer patients at Harvard Medical Center. So good job for them. And then I know that they're planning to meet next Tuesday to discuss hopefully potentially finalizing a recommendation for playground equipment for the playground over at Marukian. We'll see what comes of it. Like I said, I may not be able to
make that meeting. But that's that on the personnel front. We continue to interview for mechanic's position because we're down to mechanic. And you do see that we had some interviews for public works, and one individual was pretty well qualified but took a job elsewhere, and we've got another one on for a seasonal position. So we need to get Jay to, or public works rather, to where it needs to be with leaf season coming up. Anything else I'm missing?
No, the seasonal, we talked about the need for Jay to have someone, and we found a good candidate for who's going to take the position, and hopefully they work out and can be considered for full time at the end of the 6 month period, but again, to be determined. The mechanics position, there are interviews scheduled for this week with two candidates that the director feels are should be considered for the position, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully by the next meeting, we may have someone to recommend for you. It is important to try to fill that. We're concerned about that with not just leaf season coming up because of your equipment and the maintenance that that requires, but candidly, more importantly for winter season with snow plowing and vehicles go down, not only your trucks, but your police cars, plow blades, you have to fix them on the fly, and while Jay can assist with some of that, it would be far easier and more efficient if we had the mechanic in place at that time, but it is a hard position to fill.
Have we been getting by without a mechanic?
Yes.
Are we sending it somewhere else and it's costing us more money?
Jay is sending some things out that are beyond the scope of personality. Wheel changes, some basic things, tires.
Jay's able to do some of the work himself, but that's not how we want to have
exactly right.
The long term. Right.
Exactly. He shouldn't be turning the screws.
Well, he has someone else that does it during the week, Councilman. Jay does come in as needed for maybe some of the more complicated work, so to speak, but he then sends out items that are beyond his expertise. It's working, but is it the most optimum? Is it optimum? No. We need to get the mechanic in place. We need to get Jay back to being solely in the supervisory role, and then have the other individual who's an extra set of hands as like an assistant there to help the new person. And hopefully that is what we can get. We have looked for quite some time, but we finally have some qualified candidates that I think are worthy of consideration.
The other thing I should mention is we did have Lilac micro seal this past week. A couple of things came to my attention. I have one that I have to respond to still about just staging communication that we'll try to address some missteps, I think, that we'll just try to improve upon for the next time. And I believe the mill and pave work is scheduled for next week as of
correct.
The last communication that I received from
the
director.
The Lilac is nice. I drove up the other day. I thought it turned out
turned
nice.
Out
communication
very
aside,
well. Yep.
I thought the
yep.
outcome was actually better than I thought. I guess we'll see how it ages, but it was
yeah.
really well done.
And the intent there, again, is to just extend the life of relatively recent paving
right.
project.
Right, so those 7 years.
Yeah.
It's really
that'll reduce
good.
Cost. Yep. Yeah. All right, that's that. You covered, I think, everything. So I think.
I do want to say that yep. in addition to you, Officer Malanga, who did an outstanding job, really, Council mm-hmm. President is correct. Get a chance to look into that video. It was outstanding job. Should be quite proud of his efforts. Also, Chief Long and the fire department, there were personnel who responded as well, obviously, to that event and structure and their efforts. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the folks who went in from our fire department. They did an outstanding job as well.
Great. Wow. Good.
We'll move to resolutions. The first is resolution 2024-212. This is resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving Zinn Realty LLC's request for the release of a performance guarantee and return of unspent escrow funds, block 74, lots 16, 18, and 19. And as we know, they've kind of abandoned their project. They wrapped up all of the work that they were required to do. Per the performance bond, and time to give it back. We got some. Some paperwork, if you will, from the board.
The basis for requesting the return was that their approvals had automatically lapsed because they didn't pull the building permits in time, et cetera, et cetera. So we requested confirmation from the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Zoning Board passed a resolution, which we now have in the file, confirming that their approvals are void and gone, and now we return the money.
And upkeep to the parcel, that just goes in our regular ordinance.
That's how it's been, actually.
Right, the normal zoning.
It had been. There, back when Denise was here and Mr. Sylvia helped to cover the vacant and abandoned, they kind of really made sure that it's mown. I don't know that we've had to do any proactive work recently to keep them on top of that and mowing it. I know on the other parcel, we had to go in and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're proactive reaching out to make sure it's being followed through on. But, yes, the situation has improved.
Well, it is money. You abandoned the project.
Yep.
I'll make the motion.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sutler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. Next, resolution 2024-213, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving an agreement with Steve Weinberg, Township Affordable Housing Agent, for the period of January 1, 2024 through December 31, 2024, in an amount not to exceed $4,500. We had appointed Mr. Weinberg some years back. We had done so occasionally since. We didn't do it this January. I think we were trying to make sure that we were getting our money's worth and that everything was set up properly. I needed some improved communication with him. And
I thought we did appoint him, and this is the agreement following the appointment.
We didn't do a contract.
We didn't contract. Yeah, this is the contract.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. We didn't do a contract.
He's on our website as our agent, and we have to have an agent statutorily.
Correct. It is a statutory.
Bill and I have
met with him, and he's done work, and I think this just kind of brings it to fruition about the compensation for the work he's performing.
Right.
And I think it had been a while. We now have
clearer
regular meetings set up with Councilman Glaser in the office so as to have continuous dialogue and communication with him relative to your affordable housing and the role he's performing, the requests he gets, and what he basically is following through on to keep us updated as to how that's occurring. And working with the state, by the way,
make sure it's filed.
Reports updated.
Right.
And current.
So, I'll make a motion.
Oh, I may have a second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman
Kachanowski? Yes.
Councilman Sutler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. Now we have resolution 2024-214, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton approving a shared services agreement between the Township of Clinton and the Township of Lebanon for a three-year term beginning as of January 1st, 2024 and ending December 31st, 2026. It's kind of an outstanding item. We've been doing some analysis of the court. Finally got to them a proposal for this year and the next two. They're pretty easy on us, to be quite honest. So nobody has any questions. I'd ask for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Schlitter?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. Now we have resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchase of body armor panels for police officers from Midwest Armor in an amount not to exceed $6,000. And assuming all of the financials are in order,
stuff budgeted as it gets in the police budget?
It'll either come from the police budget. This is coming from the police budget, or is it DEA funds?
So we get a body armor grant.
Oh, that's right, too.
Is this coming from grant?
Some of
it. It's a combination of several funding sources. The grants one.
I don't think the resolution was
DEA one, budget one.
Yeah, the resolution wasn't clear on the sources, so we probably need to try to do that when we can in the future. Christine certified.
Yeah, I mean, the certification from Christine is...
We're really what we need, but we're just sort of interested in the extra.
I mean, in terms of the grants, it's a combination of this. Can only be used for that purpose. DEA funds, again, the chief has allocated a portion of the funds they've received for that, again, which is a reasonable and eligible cost,
yep.
and then part of the budget.
Yeah,
and periodically, you know, as you're aware, mm-hmm. These vests, you know, the two components, you have the carrier and you have the armor. So together, they had to go out and get the quotes for them because it exceeds the threshold. But they have a shelf life, so to speak, in
yeah.
terms of while they're still good, mm-hmm. like anything, they you, know, you want to replace them every so many years.
Right.
So you have a number of vests that are scheduled for replacement. So that's what
yeah.
Precipitates this beacon moving forward now.
But to the point that Councilwoman Switlick and Councilman Glazer made, I think, you know, years ago when we had a different regime, let's say, a different mayor and different finance officer, we would attach behind it, behind the resolution.
Some details.
Just like a quick table of which funds where the funding was coming from. I could resurrect one.
Or sometimes maybe
worth
it. Yeah, I thought usually
sometimes it's in the paragraph. Usually it's when it's full only grant is in the paragraph, like when we're using.
Yeah.
It would be easy for us to attach the certification of funds to it where you see that because it identifies.
It's there.
That's probably what I'm thinking of. It's
yeah,
a certification of funds.
It's already there.
For it to be on the agenda.
This
yeah.
way she doesn't have to
it's
worry about
it. It's a piece of paper that's there.
Right.
Having it
perfect.
Because what I worry about is
right.
transposition errors.
Yep. That's a fair point. And also it's a paper that exists. It's not
right.
afterwork. It's
correct.
Enough.
Yeah.
I love
it's,
that.
It's done as part of it. It's a simple thing to add that to it.
And separating this actually worked because the carriers were cheaper for the one vendor versus the other, which was sort of interesting.
Yes.
So.
May I have a motion for this?
I'll move.
Second, please.
I'll second.
Somebody else second. I've been seconding
all. I'll second it. Roll call. Make a decision.
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Sutler.
Yes.
Council President
Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. To Councilman Glazer's point, we now have the other half. Resolution 2024-216, resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchase of body armor carriers for police officers from First Spear LLC in an amount not to exceed $7,000. Mrs. CFO, same applies here as to funding sources. May I have a motion?
So move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilman Sutlett?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Willett?
Yes. Now we have a long-winded one that I was warned about. I'm actually going to ask someone else to explain this one because it just feels like we do these an awful lot.
Yeah.
So I will reserve my frustrations. Resolution 2024-217, resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the execution of the First Amendment to the Affordable Housing Agreement with Ingerman Development Company, LLC, for the construction of an affordable housing project, the Willows at Spruce Run, on property located at 1726 and 1730 Route 31 North and identified on the Clinton Township tax maps as Block 70, Lots 6 and 6.01, and further authorizing the assignment of said amended agreement to Spruce Run LIHTC 1 LLC, lots of C's, and Spruce Run LIHTC 2 LLC. All right.
Would you like me to explain?
Please.
So, as Councilman, I think Glazer just mentioned, the real reason for amending the Affordable Housing Agreement is that Ingerman's project changed from the mixed-income project to now 100% affordable, so we needed to primarily update the agreement for that. We also needed to update the agreement because they are now phasing the project in two phases. It's really for financing purposes, so HMFA is actually treating it almost like two separate independent projects. So, and the actual developers, if you will, of each project will be Spruce Run LIHTC 1 and Spruce Run LIHTC 2, depending on which phase you're talking about. And again, these are entities formed specifically because it's necessary to get the financing from HMFA. So that's all very technical. Really what you're doing is you're updating the agreement to reflect the new project mm-hmm. and also allowing that agreement to to then be assigned to these two entities without them having to come back to the council for approval for the assignment and getting our written sign-off and everything else, which, again, it's very important for the HMFA to see that explicit authorization to each entity, hence why it is so explicit. And unfortunately, the resolution is equally tedious. Oh, one more thing about the affordable housing agreement, also important. If you'll recall, when you amended the settlement agreement, in one of those amendments, Ingerman had agreed to compensate the township for sewer treatment capacity.
Right.
Again, that is built in explicitly into this amendment, so it is very clear what the consideration is for that transfer.
To move from the Third Amendment to the consent orders.
Exactly. Yeah. Now let's just hope they don't change the project again.
Please, no.
That's going to be even more paperwork.
I'll make a motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachas?
Yes.
Councilman Spitler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Mullen?
Yes. Next, resolution 2024-218, a resolution authorizing the assignment and assumption of agreement for wastewater treatment capacity to Ingerman Development Company, LLC, and or its affiliated entities, Spruce Run LIHTC1, LLC, and Spruce Run LIHTC2, LLC. As Ms. Cecil said earlier, we will be providing this project as it is a municipally funded sponsored project, with sewer capacity for which they will be compensating the township. And this is sewer capacity that the township previously expended funds to acquire. So this will actually be a good thing for us.
And again, the resolution expressly authorizes the transfer agreement to then be further transferred to these two affiliated entities. And this is similar. You've done these treatment capacity transfers. You did one recently for the old municipal building. You did it previously for Marukian. These are all standard. Yeah, it's just basically we have the allocation from CTSA. We're assigning our rights to that capacity.
Or purchase the capacity to pass on.
Correct, yeah. So, you know, the developer still has to go to the CTSA to pay the connection fees to get the actual allocation, approval of the treatment works, you know, permit and all the rest. But this is just saying they can use part of our allocation.
When will the cash be due? Because the agreement's a little bit silent. So is it before CO? Is it on vacant ground? Is it upon reservation agreement?
We've not discuss that with the developer. I think probably my view would be sooner rather than later.
Yeah, what's a fair point? So I was trying to think.
I would certainly, no, that's too late.
Because they've already taken their view. It's got to be maybe when they perfect the reservation agreement or upon when they get their financing.
Yeah, I would think once they get their financing, I don't think they can.
Cash.
Yeah. I'll report back to you on that.
Okay. I should have said the question.
We were, well, it's something, you know, we were very focused just on trying to get all the agreements and resolutions in place in time because the HMFA has given them deadlines. So it was, I'll be candid, I just didn't have a chance to discuss the actual transfer. I mean, the date of the transfer. We've already talked about the mechanisms with them, but not the actual timing.
I will make the motion.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman
Glazer? Yes.
Councilman
Kachas? Yes.
Councilman Sutlick?
Yes.
Councilperson Strauss?
Yes.
And I just realized my brain wasn't working. They're going to need to give us the money before we sign the agreement.
Yep.
Because it's the consideration for the agreement.
That's right.
I don't know why my brain wasn't working.
Perfect.
It's late.
We'll decide, but I bet the mayor will decide as soon as
I knew there was a reason why I hadn't built it into the resolution.
I'm not excited tonight anymore.
No, because it needs to be, there's a clause or two that.
I don't know if we can give Christine more money.
I saved it.
Yeah. I'd rather give it to her than anyone else in this room.
Resolution 2024-219, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton establishing an ad hoc affordable housing subcommittee. I had already asked a number of individuals, Mr. Glazer being one, former Mayor Higgins, former board chair of the Board of Adjustment, Mr. McCaffrey, current vice chair of the planning board, I suppose,
to join this committee helps steer our efforts to ensure our compliance with the latest affordable housing legislation in conjunction with our planner and Affordable Housing Council and our Affordable Housing Council and General Counsel felt it was a good idea to memorialize that in a resolution by the governor.
Yeah, I think you had already discussed it in a council meeting.
Yeah,
it was fine the way it was formed, but I think having this ad hoc committee...
Belts and suspenders.
It's belts and suspenders, but it also really does mean that if the members of the subcommittee are talking to Highlands, talking to potential developers...
That they have authority.
It's clear that they have the authority to do that.
And it makes it clear it's just advisory, everything else.
Yeah, correct.
Decision-making rests comes back.
And the Highlands, to Ms. Cecil's point, will be quite helpful to us, I think.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So I'll make a motion. Anybody want a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilman
Yes.
Councilman
Yes.
Mayor
Yes.
All right.
Well, now we have our final public comment session. Anybody want to come make a public comment about anything? Anything. Kestrels, Girl Scouts.
Thank you for the neighborhood meeting.
Early sale of Brooks. This is a
time. The neighborhood meeting.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Name in Township? Skyline Heart, Clinton Township.
Clinton Township, and it was Officer
Ross.
Ross came to our board meeting. For our homeowners association, we've had a couple break-ins in the neighborhood, and he was very, very nice, very helpful, very informative. Gives us lots of good ideas on how to improve, you know, and be prepared for these types of situations. So, thank you for his time.
All right, you're very welcome. Well, please keep the communication going because.
Oh yeah, and he stressed that too.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you very much. Unless anybody else wants to come forward, we'll close the public comment session, and we're going to move to an executive session. I'm going to read the I'm going to change the nature of the subject to be discussed in the session. We're going to leave FOP labor contracts, and in lieu of personnel matters, because we didn't need personnel matters, we're going to have pending litigation to discuss a matter that was recently a complaint that was recently filed against the township within the last couple of days. So those two items are what we will discuss in this executive session. We do not know exactly when the matters discussed will be disclosed to the public, and we will not be taking any action when we come out of executive session. I would expect it to last at least half an hour.
So if you could explain to the community what executive session means and what happens when we come out, what's left after that?
Sure. So an executive session is when the person you want me to explain to, I don't think she's paying much attention.
No, it's like everyone except the guy over there. It's fine. No, Scott, too.
When we go into an executive session, we'll discuss matters that are confidential and may or may not be made public in full or in part at a later date, depending on their nature. We will do that alone without any members of the public present. We're going to kick you out. And then sometimes we'll tell you we'll take action when we come back, and sometimes we'll tell you we won't take action when we come back.
Yeah, but pretty much once we come out of that, the meeting is over.
Once we come out of that, the meeting is over.
There's nothing we're going to miss.
And if you hear us say we're not going to take action, once we come out, we then cannot take action.
Yeah. It's mainly because it's personnel matters that we can't disclose.
And litigation.
Litigation, contract discussion. Negotiations, that sort of thing.
Yeah. The reason I wanted to explain that is
so he doesn't hang around
back to the neighborhood.
Ah.
Do you think I'm a no, it's, I want you to report back to the neighborhood on how efficient we are.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yep.
We don't often get audience members. It's great to have them.
It could be a future council.
I think I'll be coming.
Good.
Well, Tom, after Officer Ross's visit, I said I need to become informed and involved. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Yep. Good teamwork.
Your shoelaces on top.
It is 8:26. We have returned from executive session. No action to be taken. Mr. Councilman Glaser.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
That's the second I wanted to do.
All in favor, say go home.
Go home.
All right.
And we thought the feral cats were a problem.
Right. Make sure